The next patient is Valentina Eustache. The last name is E-U-S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, A-C-H-E. First name is V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-A. Number one, it's a clinical case of an 80-year-old female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The laboratory workup that was done on January the 17th of 2024 shows that the serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 10, and the estimated GFR is 53 mL per minute.
Do it either, so I printed it.
The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, there is a significant loss of body weight. The patient used to be 165 pounds and right now she's 151. When we look at the CBC, there is a drop in the hemoglobin in the last 6 months from 12.2 to 9.5. When we take the medical history, the patient has been constipated and she has lost appetite. With that in mind, we discussed the possibility of going to the primary care to look for the workup, but she stated that he mentioned that in the last visit, and he's following her. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup, including the serum iron, the ferritin, the iron saturation, the B12 folate, the stool for occult blood, and we are going to order a abdominal pelvic CT scan without contrast, and we'll reevaluate the case afterwards. The physical examination is completely benign. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, 103 over 61. And this is most likely associated to the loss of body weight. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, Graves' disease, that is followed by the endocrinologist. Following number, the uric acid is less than 3 milligrams per cent. We're going to reevaluate after the workup that we mentioned. We invested a 7-minute review in the lab, in the face to face, we invested 25 minutes, and the documentation 8 minutes.